Chapter 15, Letting Go of the Past, EMDR. Was it a vision or a waking dream? Fled is that music. Do I wake or sleep? John Keats. David, a middle-aged contractor, came to see me because his violent rage attacks were making his home a living hell. During our first session, he told me a story about something that had happened to him the summer he was 23. He was working as a lifeguard, and one afternoon a group of kids were roughhousing in the pool and drinking beer. David told them alcohol was not allowed. In response, the boys attacked him, and one of them took out his left eye with a broken beer bottle. 30 years later, he still had nightmares and flashbacks about the stabbing. He was merciless in his criticisms of his own teenage son and often yelled at him for the slightest infraction, and he simply could not bring himself to show any affection toward his wife. On some level, he felt that the tragic loss of his eye gave him permission to abuse other people, but he also hated the angry, vengeful person he had become. He had noticed that his efforts to manage his rage made him chronically tense, and he wondered if his fear of losing control had made love and friendship impossible. During his second visit, I introduced a procedure called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, known as EMDR. I asked David to go back to the details of his assault and bring to mind his images of the attack, the sounds he had heard, and the thoughts that had gone through his mind. "Just let those moments come back," I told him. I then asked him to follow my index finger as I moved it slowly back and forth, about 12 inches from his right eye. Within seconds, a cascade of rage and terror came to the surface, accompanied by vivid sensations of pain, blood running down his cheek, and the realization that he couldn't see. As he reported these sensations, I made an occasional encouraging sound and kept moving my finger back and forth. Every few minutes, I stopped and asked him to take a deep breath. Then I asked him to pay attention to what was now on his mind, which was a fight he had had in school. I told him to notice that and to stay with that memory. Other memories emerged, seemingly at random, looking for his assailants everywhere, wanting to hurt them, getting into barroom brawls. Each time he reported a new memory or sensation, I urged him to notice what was coming to mind and resumed the finger movements. At the end of that visit, he looked calmer and visibly relieved. He told me that the memory of the stabbing had lost its intensity. It was now something unpleasant that had happened a long time ago. "It really sucked," he said thoughtfully, "and it kept me off kilter for years, but I'm surprised what a good life I eventually was able to carve out for myself."